at the Texas Motor Speedway this morning. It's race weekend, the AAA Texas 500 on Sunday here at the TMS. We're at Fuzzy's Taco Shop in the infield. And I'd say about a quarter mile away from us, also in the infield, out amongst the campers and NASCAR fans, we find the great Gordo with the wireless microphone. Come in, Gordo.
You have me?
Oh, yeah, we gotcha.
Okay, good. I can't quite hear myself on this. We're trying some new technology here, different than what you normally use. Well, I'm out here. I'm kind of in a sea of these big, sleeping mechanical beasts. You can probably hear their mechanical snoring around here, all these generators just firing off everywhere. And there's a few guys over here. I'm going to head over and see what they're having for breakfast.
You may try to get a little closer to the mothership here. Sounds like you're in a spaceship.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I guess Killer's the one who's handling the gain situation back there.
That's why it sounds like you're in a spaceship.
All right.
It's like a weird wah, 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 wah sound.
You got that, Killer? I guess he's working on it.
Although it kind of adds to the sci-fi feel of it.
Yeah.
Does it?
We can roll with it, yeah.
It's probably looping back. I don't know. Is it getting any better? Is he...
No.
Hey, but, Killer!
But you're okay.
You're okay. You sure? Just go with it. We'll...
They say it's making some weird sci-fi sound. It's like looping on itself or something. Can you? Are you monitoring it in the truck? Oh, I've got his headphones, so he can't monitor it. We only came with one.
I think we can fight through this.
Yeah,
okay.
We can fight
I'll go
it.
Talk to these guys over here. All right. How you doing, sir? How you doing?
Good.
What's your name?
Jim.
Jim, where are you from?
Livingston, Texas.
Livingston, Texas. Ah, yes. So what are you guys? You guys are up early this morning.
Oh, we get up early every morning.
What was that you were just having for breakfast there in that pack over there?
Some fried potatoes, onions, egg.
This one here. Come over here.
Over here, Jim.
What's this here?
The cigarettes?
Yeah, that's right. What brand do you smoke?
Those aren't mine. Those are his.
Oh, do you not smoke the same kind?
No.
What do you smoke?
Winston.
Winston guy. And you are not a Winston guy. What are you?
A Marlboro guy.
All right. Do you guys fight it out regularly over that?
No.
Now, is this your RV here?
Yeah, it's a rental.
It's a rental? Let's look at this thing here.
Ask them if they smoke in it.
Now, this, come over here. What's your name, sir?
Rick.
And are you brothers or are you just friends?
Nope, just friends.
Now, are you guys smoking meat or is that somebody else?
That's somebody else. We haven't started yet.
Oh, that's a very powerful barbecue smell going on here.
Looks like it's coming from right over there.
Yeah, boy. Actually, it's over here. Come here, Rick, for just a second. You see that? You can... See the smoke coming from this? Well, this Gulf Stream that these people are in looks a little beaten down, doesn't it, Rick?
Yep.
Sort of rented. You guys.
It's experience.
I guess it has a lot of experience. What do you see at on top of their trailer? What is this one over here?
The Texas flag.
But it's a Texas flag. What does it have on it?
God, don't tread on me.
Don't tread on
smoke on it. Breaking up.
We can't even talk about that flag.
What's that now, Rick?
We can't even talk about that other flag.
What flag is that?
That one there that we can't talk about.
What is it? It looks like it's red. It's got a blue cross on it going across each side and stars.
And it's got some white stars. And yeah. That's the one we can't talk about.
What do we refer to that flag as? I thought those flags were banned from out here.
I know. I don't get it.
Why aren't those people...
Can't talk about it.
Why are those people not following the rules?
They're a bunch of outlaws, I guess, huh?
It's as if they don't want the Motor Speedway to tread on them. Yeah, that's we got a Confederate flag flying high above. Can you guys hear me all right?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay, good.
And the spaceship.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's
now,
okay.
Now, Rick, how much do you pay for this RV?
$500
for the week?
For 4 days.
Okay, that's not bad.
That's not bad.
Did you guys bring some women with you?
Nope. I find them here.
You're going to find them here. Oh, gross. I don't even know how that works. All right, thank you, Rick.
All right, take it easy.
What'd you say gross? What does Rick look like?
Oh, I just didn't finding women here. It just seems like it's, I don't know, it's like hunting feral hogs to these guys or something. All right, let me see if I can head down this way. Oh, wait, these are the people with the Confederate flag. Maybe I should talk to him.
Oh, no.
Yeah. How you guys doing? Good morning. What's your name?
Kim Malden.
Kim, and what's your name, sir?
Mark Malden.
Mark, how you doing? Mark, is this y'all's or this y'all's?
All ours, yeah.
Oh, you got a whole spread here.
Yeah.
Where are you?
Mark? Forney.
Forney, Texas.
Yeah, correct.
Now, do you own or you rent over here?
That's our friends.
That's your friends?
That's ours.
Are those your friends there?
That's them.
That's them?
Yeah, that's them.
Now, what's his name? What's your friend's name?
Well, that's John. He's across the street. That's Billy, and that's Lauren.
I think I got that all straight. Now, what kind of shirt you wearing here?
Redneck Nation.
Redneck Nation Family Tradition Heritage.
There you go.
What does it say on the back? My flag, my roots, my rights. And there's a Confederate flag.
Oh, no.
Texas. And look, what is that, my rights? Looks like an AK-47?
There you go.
Well, hell yeah, but your fire smells good.
Thank you. Yeah, we're trying to get it going. The rain kind of dampened things last night a little bit.
You guys eating this morning? Nice vegetarian breakfast?
Coffee. Got to sober up from last night.
Mm. Oh, boy.
What you got in your mouth there?
Copenhagen.
Copenhagen. Huh? I didn't know you were Danish.
I ain't.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Y'all have a good one. I'm with the Ticket, sports radio station.
Oh, Ticket. Yeah, listen to y'all. Yeah, I drive a truck, but I'm on the radio all the time.
Right on. Appreciate it.
All right, no problem.
No doubt enjoys the changes to Norm show. Man, I'm telling you, I am overpowered by the smoke that was coming off of their fire.
And like a fire to keep them warm, or are they cooking something?
No, just a fire. They got a fire going with, I don't know if it's pinion wood exactly. It's smells more like hackberry that's burning. But, yeah, I'm like dizzy now. So can you imagine having a breakfast, a beer, a dip in your mouth, wearing a shirt, my gun, my rights, whatever it is, my
Redneck
sister.
Nation.
Redneck Nation. It's awesome. Unbelievable, isn't it? Yeah, his friend...
Yes.
Now, and his little compound is the one that was flying the Confederate flag. So they're very, very supportive of the flag waving. That is banned from out here at the Motor Speedway.
Yeah,
so I'm assuming that will be, they'll be told to take that down here
pretty
soon.
I didn't know that. I didn't know it was banned. It is.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it is. Now, here is a motorhome that has a neon cocktails served sign out front. How you doing, sir?
Good. How are you? Yeah.
What you mean?
Pete.
And Pete, where are you from? You look like, is that Atlanta?
That's Alabama.
Alabama.
That's Alabama. Come on.
Alabama?
No, but one of our crews from Alabama.
Where are you from?
We're from the Houston area. From the Woodlands area.
And are you a big Jeff Gordon fan?
No.
Who are you a fan of?
We're Casey Kane fans. Well, we got everything. Look at them all.
Nice. Now, how much did you pay for this big old bus?
It cost me a 12-pack.
12-pack?
12-pack of beer just to get on the bus. It's somebody else's bus.
Some nice rugs there. Is that an oriental rug you have spread out here on the mud?
Well, we like to have nice rugs to sit on. I mean, come on.
You're wearing Woody Allen glasses.
Woody Allen glasses? Got to see.
You ever dated Chinese?
Not yet. There's still time, though.
What are the races of the women that you've been with?
We don't bring women to this race.
What's that?
Women don't go in this.
No. I'm talking about the women you've dated. Have you only dated white women, or have you dated Indian or Chinese, Mexican?
I gave up dating a long time ago.
Why?
Because I have a significant other.
Male or female?
Female.
You've never gone gay?
Never gone gay. Boudreaux.
What? Call him Boudreaux?
Bro, he's the Alabama guy.
Where are you from? You from New York?
I was born in New York.
Still have the accent.
After 35 years of Texas, yes.
Will you at least give a shout out to Sun Yi?
Sun Yi!
No, I don't think you
feel like he's calling the hogs.
Yeah. And this is Boudreaux?
A.K.A. Tony Boy.
Mr. Texas.
A.K.A.
Tony Boy.
Yeah.
Tony Boy. Did you guys drink last night?
Some of us did.
Did you?
Negative. I'm the D.O. here.
The D.O.?
Yeah. Designated officer. I'm driving, make sure everybody gets, to their desk.
Driving around the infield, I figured you could have drunk last night.
Yeah, but sometimes we have to go outside the perimeter.
Okay. company in your traveling party drink?
99%.
How many smoke?
10.
Only 10%?
Right.
And are you among that 10%?
Unfortunately, I am. I haven't.
Okay, and then what about our vegetarians?
Zero.
What about Obama voters?
Negative.
None of you?
Nope.
You going to vote for Hillary?
Is that a fair question?
Who are you going to vote for? If you had your choice among the Republican field.
That's a very good question. I mean, right now, I mean, I think there's a lot of qualifying and candidates' information we need to get prior to that commitment. So.
What's the most offensive thing about Ben Carson? Views on evolution, anything?
I think he's misquoted.
Like Trump?
I think he's misquoted.
Like Trump?
Business-wise, yeah.
President-wise?
We'll see.
Think he's all talk, no substance?
No, actually, I think...
substance, huh? Mexico's going to pay for that thing, right?
Well, I doubt it. I mean, you got to remember.
Bring it back down a little bit there.
Remember, we took their land, so.
Oh, that's right. We did take their land. Well, thank you, Boudreaux.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
A.K.A. Tony. Yeah.
A.K.A. Tony Boy.
Tony all right, then, boy. Gordo.
All right, boys, back to you guys. A little flavor of the infield here. A lot of beef out here cooking.
Okay.
Hey, watch out. I think you got some Klingons coming up on your right.
All right, there's Gordo on a spaceship in the infield.